This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu, winner of Aviation Consumer's Best Headset of the Year Award in 2008.
Russ Niles reporting direct from AOPA 2008 in San Jose, California, with Mark Lee. He's the Director of Marketing and Sales for Diamond Aircraft. And in a lot of shows, there's been a lot of talk about the high end of the market. You had a pretty decent announcement at the low end of the market today. Tell us about what's new for the DA-20.
Sure, the DA-20. One of the things that we've found with the DA-20 is a phenomenally popular aircraft for flight training. The U.S. Air Force Academy uses the DA-20. It's been a stalwart in a lot of flight schools all over the country and really around the world. One of the questions that a lot of the flight schools have asked us is, would it be possible to have the DA-20 equipped with a glass cockpit? So that's what we're announcing here this week at the AOPA Expo. We've partnered with Aspen, and we're actually going to be making that available effective immediately. You can actually order your DA-20 with the Aspen EFD 1000 Pilot or 1000 Pro.
Okay, now, one of the reasons he went with Aspen, one of the reasons lots of people are going with Aspen, is price. It allows an entry-level PFD at an entry-level price. Is that correct?
That's right, and you know, it's a very capable PFD as well. When you look at it, it's got the speed tape, it's got all the kinds of features you would expect to have on a glass cockpit PFD, and you know, we're very happy with that. The installation in the DA-20 also is very nice. We have a flush mount, so it fits in there quite elegantly. And you know, customers who buy the DA-20 with that PFD will also have an upgrade path for the multifunction display, which will be certified for the DA-20 about the middle part of 2009. So if a customer decides later that they want to opt and add the MFD, they would be able to do that as well. And again, it's the same form factor. The device physically is the same. It's just loaded with different software.
So it's interesting that Aspen specifically targeted the retrofit market for this product, and now you've got it flush mounted in the panel. We were talking earlier, and we believe you're the first OEM to offer Aspen glass panel.
I believe that is the case. You might want to confirm that with Aspen, but I do believe that we are the first OEM to actually take the Aspen technology and integrate that into the aircraft.
Okay, what does it add to the cost of a DA-20?
Around $7,900 if you go with the EFD 1000 Pilot. The EFD 1000 Pro is around $10,000.
So how much does it add to the cost of a DA-20?
Not that much. The EFD 1000 Pilot is around $7,995 as an option, and the EFD 1000 Pro is $10,495. Either way, again, it makes the DA-20 the least expensive glass cockpit certified airplane that you can buy today. So we're very happy about that.
Okay, another sort of marketing strategy decision that you made at Oshkosh with the DA-50 is looking like it's bearing some fruit now. Explain that a little bit.
Well, just to kind of provide some perspective on this, in early 2007, Diamond showed for the first time the DA-50 Superstar, which was a very high-end, very high-performance airplane, would seat five people, has a three-screen Garmin system, certified ceiling of 25,000 feet. So, again, a very high-performance, luxurious aircraft. And we have gotten a lot of very positive reaction from customers about that. Well, in the meantime, Cessna acquired Columbia. We looked at that market space, and you know, we concluded that one of the approaches we might want to take is to offer, you know, a set of capabilities in the aircraft that would, you know, be a little bit more differentiated. I'll just put it that way. So earlier this year, in 2008, Diamond unveiled in May the DA-50 Magnum, which is an Austro-engine-powered version of the same airframe. Then at Oshkosh this year in 2008, we revealed a little bit more information about some changes in plans with the DA-50 Superstar, and notably to add some light pressurization for the aircraft. And so what that does, it actually, again, positions that aircraft a little bit differently than some of the players that are in the marketplace today.
Well, thanks very much for your time today, Mark. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at AOPA 2008 in San Jose.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.